And that's where Rockefeller got his start selling oil, just coal oil, nothing else. Then the Whigs come in, and they used tallow and put a piece of cloth in it, burn tallow for lights in the early days. They didn't have anything, tallow. You know, that's grease or something like that. Composition they hold in a wall like you would a candle today, and put a piece of grass or something, dry grass in the light and go ahead. It was very good.
And would they put the cloth into the grease, or put the grass into the grease?
Well, they let it chill, and they could shape just like it would putty, see, a mud, and they could shape like rolls. Piece of grass in there that thick, you see, or a piece of wood or something.
Uh-huh.
It burns, he hoped.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that grease would pull through this wick or whatever you call it, wood, it'd be kind of absorbent, and it'd burn just like a candle.
Mm-hmm.
Then they got to make a real candle.
Mm-hmm.
Out of tallow or whatever, fog fat or whatever you want to call it, see. Mm-hmm. They didn't waste nothing, they found a way for everything.
Mm-hmm.
And they start more at scratch. It was nothing except to amplify.
Well, where did you get your grease?
Well, they want to kill a hog or something, you know, or they sort of fry bacon or something and make grease.
Mm.
And they suppose it didn't in cold weather and get solid and just like a frozen ice.
Mm.
And they just lay it on a piece of wood or something, let it harden, and then they can heat it a little bit and then shape it like you want to.
Mm. Well, did you ever have a frying pan for the fireplace?
Well, you better make up a subject.
Well, it's too late to turn back.
Yeah, I think you're right.
So I don't know how long we've been going here, but let's keep going. Okay, if you wanted to express agreement, strong and enthusiastic agreement, you would say, what sort of expression would you use? If somebody said something that you really agreed with, you would say just one word. Okay, you would say, certainly, indeed.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. What else?
Without a doubt.
You bet.
You bet.
Okay. If I ask you if you could do something, you would, and you could do it, you would say, I would say, do you think you can do that? You would say, I...
certainly can.
Okay. Or I sure...
will. Sure it will.
Okay. 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 Tell me about the expression yes sir and yes ma'am. Do you use them? Or do you just say yes in answering people?
Well, it's the new mode is yes and no. The mm-hmm. old is yes ma'am and no ma'am, a courtesy.
Mm-hmm.
It's changed, as you know, and you've seen it in your short space of a lifetime.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
See, people are erupt now. They're too busy to linger with yes and no. That's it. Take it or leave it. No respect for your opinion. Won't listen to it or whatever. It's no or yes or no.
Well, listen. When I was coming up, my parents insisted I say yes sir and yes ma'am.
That's right.
No sir and no ma'am.
But your parents ain't home enough now to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they used to learn. A child used to learn wisdom at a mother's knee. But now they're busy dodging cigarette ashes, they can't.
Yeah, or they run it from television. Or whatever. Okay.